very pleased to have with us for the first time here on Morning Edition, Jeff Myers of the Buffalo News. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, and just in time to talk a little bit about the 60th Grammy Awards coming up on Sunday. Let's dive into the awards, and then I want to get into some other issues beyond this, if you don't mind. Okay. How about Record of the Year?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna go with Childish Gambino on that one.
You know, before we got started, I should have asked you. I was going to ask you, actually, you know, for a suggestion of a song or two that we might hear on the Grammys that we could maybe play underneath this interview as we play it back.
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
I definitely play Redbone. That is such a cool tune. And if you like, I mean, it's got some Marvin Gaye and definitely some classic 70s kind of soul to it. But it's really modern. I think that record is really cool. And, you know, that album, Awaken My Love, that's a fantastic album and a really interesting mix of classic soul and R&B and more modern stuff. And I thought that was, I'm really skeptical of things that get immensely popular. But sometimes they get popular because they're great. And I think that Childish Gambino album is definitely a case of that.
Song of the Year.
This could go a bunch of different ways, but I think that we're going to have to probably acknowledge that Jay-Z is going to get something. So I think they're going to want to try to balance it out. My guess is Jay-Z. And of what's there, I think that, yeah, that's probably the best choice.
Do you think there's a song that we're going to be hearing a lot on Sunday night that maybe some of us maybe won't necessarily want to hear, but it's going to be a fan favorite?
Luis Fonsi, that Despacito song, I think is probably going to be, we're going to get beaten over the head with that a bit, I think. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito, firma las paredes de tu laberinto, y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
You mentioned Kendrick Lamar for Album of the Year, no doubt.
Yes.
All right, kids, we're going to talk about gun control.
Pray for me.
He is really what the Grammy should be all about. He became immensely popular, but he's also doing something that's really bold and new and forward-looking. It's not a place. This country is to me a sound of drum and bass. You close your eyes to look around. Hail Mary, Jesus and Joseph, the great American flag. It's wrapped and dragged with explosives, compulsive disorder, sons and daughters. He's a real record maker, you know. I mean, he's like an old school producer in a lot of ways. There's a lot of detail and care and craft that go into his records. And I also think he has, you know, a lot to say that's relevant to today, in these interesting times in which we live. But is America honest, or
do we bask in sin? What about Monday morning? Will we be able to read your thoughts about the Grammys?
Yes, absolutely. I'll have my column in. I'll be writing it like as the Grammys are going on.
Yeah.
So, and we'll see what happens. It's always interesting.
You gonna be out on Twitter during the Grammys too?
Yes.
Too much multitasking. Sounds like too much for me.
It's 2018. This is what we have to do.
So how can they follow you?
I'm at Jeff Myers on Twitter, and through the Buffalo News on Twitter as well. So if you're interested in my little quips, they tend to be mildly sarcastic during the actual broadcast, but, I'll be doing that. And, you know, I might do some Facebook Live stuff, and my, column will be online and in the paper on Monday.
Jeff Myers. Come back to us before the next Grammys, all right?
I'd love to. There are so many things we could talk about, Jay.
Absolutely. We just scratched the surface. Jeff Myers of the Buffalo News with
us. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.